This has been quite a week at WHQR, as opposed to a quiet week at WHQR. For about 4 days, we were plagued with network outages and slowdowns that disrupted everything from recording network shows to seeing web pages to answering emails. It's frustrating when someone sends you a message asking what's wrong and we can't even reply to them. Thank goodness for Facebook and Twitter. Radio programs affected included Writer's Almanac, The Diane Rehm Show, some newscasts, and more. Thanks to careful troubleshooting and a lot of hard work by the WHQR team, by late Tuesday, we were finally able to locate a faulty switch in our network that was the cause of all the problems, and they are fixed now. In a way, this may have been good news for the program called Here and Now. This is the show, newly produced by NPR in partnership with WBR in Boston, that has replaced the 2 p.m. Talk of the Nation, which has ceased production. Since we were unable to carry the pre-recorded Diane Rehm Hour at 3 p.m., we carried 2 full hours of Here and Now on Monday and Tuesday. I hope this enabled you to get a better flavor of the show. Here are some initial reactions.
Message sent Monday, July 1st, 3:23 p.m.
This is Jan Brewington. I just wanted to leave a comment about Here and Now today. I really don't like it. I feel like I'm listening to CNN or something where they're going over and over and over about this fire and they're trying to get details and talk about the tragedy and making it. The woman even said this is like 911 with the cars in the parking lot. I mean, it's sensational, and that's not why I listen to WHQR. So maybe it'll get better, but just wanted to let you know that. Thanks.
Listener Winston wrote, "It really hit me that Talk of the Nation was gone when I tuned into WHQR Monday afternoon to hear of a J-Lo scandal, references to tweeting about coffee, an area code heavy hook by rapper Pitbull, and an understated review of the new album by the understated Sigur Rós. This all took place in the span of 3 minutes, as if Here and Now had taken notes from TMZ, Pitchfork.com, and Headline News, and proceeded to mash them together like a girl talk track. Now, I love hip-hop, celebrity gossip, and discussing why maximalism is the new minimalism in electronic music as much as the next 25-year-old, median income-earning white guy. However, I have the internet. I can look up that stuff anytime I want. I've always looked to NPR for cultural substance beyond the tabloids, and I believe Talk of the Nation filled that search. I will miss that program." And Winston signs off, sighing like a post-post-millennial pseudo-elitist does. Well, I'm not surprised that the initial reaction, and in truth there wasn't very much, was negative to Here and Now. Talk of the Nation was indeed a fine program, and its loss is naturally felt. We encourage listeners to give Here and Now a chance to settle in and evaluate the program in its totality. It might not be for everyone. Time will tell. Thank you for your comments. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message via email to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.